This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Which we will discuss that good English. We will discuss it with Dr. Ron Hoffman. Don't necessarily think of Google as a medical concern, but come up with a rather interesting plan that could detect all kinds of things going on in your body. See if Ron thinks it will work. That's coming up in a few minutes later on. We have, this is a varied, would you say this is a varied hour, Richie?
We try to make all the hours though, varied.
I guess I'm talking to myself. It's after.
What else is new?
There's Jennifer.
I'm here with you.
Jennifer Horn is here with me and with you. Ken Kessler is here. And somewhere McFadden is
standing right here.
Oh, you're standing there? Mm-hmm. Why is you sitting down?
Right next to you. Because every now and then I like to stand.
Really?
Yeah. The little ball.
Yeah. All right. This is a story right out of Rich's playbook.
Yeah. Bring it.
A Minneapolis ad agency encouraging employees to fill out their timesheets with a machine that trades a completed worksheet for a free glass of beer.
I'm in.
Company is called
What's wrong with that?
Tap Server. They seek employees. They want to scan their key cards, the system verifying the worker's timesheet. Apparently, they haven't been doing a good job filling out the timesheet, so they decided that they, if, in fact, they were doing it correctly, they'd be rewarded with their choice of beer from their multi-peg beer deployment.
The bane of my existence is doing the monthly timesheets for the payroll. I am going to absolutely adopt this policy because when somebody punches in...
Yeah.
And then forgets to punch out.
Oh, so annoying. You have to change
sound. It is so
just
annoying.
Don't pay him, that's all.
Well,
you can't.
Really? Some law against it? You'll be happy to know, Richie, timesheet completion at this company has improved by 90%.
I'm all over it.
Of course.
They put this...
I am all over it.
Into it.
I'm going to adopt this. I like
this. Really?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where would you chase your wine at your place, Jeff?
Chase the beer to the person
wine all over the place.
Who has no flaws in their timesheet each month.
Uh-huh. A case of beer? A
case of beer.
You think Paradiso is going to go for that?
I don't care.
Huh? It's $10. I think he'll be up there.
Right.
A case of beer is only $10?
$20.
Really?
Okay, I don't know what kind of beer you're drinking, but I think it's a sixer of Coors Light for $6.
Really?
Yeah.
Right?
A six-pack, yes. The stuff I buy is $10 to $14 a six-pack.
Okay, an unmanned NASA rocket. Well, it was actually not a NASA rocket. They contracted... The contractor apparently must have been left over from 1986. When did the Challenger thing go down? Remember, how many people remember the name of the company that provided the O-rings? Anyway, that's not the news. The news is that an unmanned NASA rocket burst into flames yesterday along the eastern Virginia coast, causing a huge firebomb. You see some of the
It was videos. Massive.
Rocket cargo space, like $200 million or something, right? Supplies for the space station.
$80 million, yeah.
All right, so tell us the story of where the engines came from this rocket.
So this rocket was going with supplies for the Russian space station.
No, it's not the Russian space station. The International Space Station.
Okay. Yeah. And the rockets on this thing, the boosters, refurbished Russian motors on it. Rockets. You used and I guess that makes sense. I mean, the rockets fall off, they go back down to the ocean.
Well, they used to do that with all the Challenger engines were always refurbished every time they were used.
But just to think that, and I don't think that's as big a deal to me as to think that NASA is contracting a company that's using Russian rockets.
Yeah.
What happened to GE? Don't they build rockets?
Yep. So why are we using
refurbished
Russian question,
rockets?
What's the answer? Why are we using... So the Russians are not exactly our best pals these days.
This thing gets, I don't know, 100 feet, 50 feet off of the launch pad.
Boom.
And it really... realizes that the refurbished Russian rockets are going bad, and it hits self-destruct mode.
Yeah.
Boom.
Knocks itself
and
up.
And all that money goes up in
flames. $200 million. Yep, adios. Goodbye.
Now, obviously, the bonus here being it was just metal and time and money.
It's taxpayer money.
Is it taxpayer money?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's NASA contracted, yes.
Yeah, hello. It's going and bringing stuff up to the International Space Station. That's a product of all the
governments
that are involved.
Yesterday, a small private plane, like a Cessna, was flying just outside of the boundaries of where you can be, and the guy was taking video from his cell phone video from the airplane a couple miles out. It was spectacular to see. I mean, it was amazing to see.
Pretty amazing stuff. All right, speaking of amazing stuff, when you hear Dr. Ron Hoffman and I discussing this new announcement from Google as to how in the next 4 or 5 years your body may be eligible for using it's a capsule, and then there's a device that you wear.
It's a capsule with nanotechnology in it that can track
pretty amazing
tumors
stuff
in your body.
Right. Well, pretty much everything going on in your
body. That's amazing.
So find out whether Ron thinks it's a good idea or not. Dr. Ron Hoffman, next on Good Day.
Okay, today's sponsor is giving a free sample of their stress pill, Well Tabs, that's sweeping the nation. Over 1 million already sold. Because being a parent, working, or both is stressful. And Well Tabs can help you feel more relaxed, positive, and happy. And we have free bottles to try it for the first 50 listeners who call 800-642-5057. The powerful herbs and plant extracts in Well Tabs are used separately around the world to reduce symptoms of stress. And we have free bottles for the first 50 callers. Do you ever feel worn out, overwhelmed, or frustrated? Do you worry too much about money, your family, or what people think about you? The ingredients in Well Tabs can help you feel relaxed, stronger, and more confident, both physically and emotionally. So if you lead a busy life and want to feel less stressed, healthier, and happier, just call right now before today's 50 free bottles reserved for our listeners are gone. Call 800-642-5057. 800-642-5057. 800-642-5057.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, alertness, and focus in just moments. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-478-5413. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in just minutes. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-478-5413. That's 1-800-478-5413. Call 1-800-478-5413.
Hi, 16 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and I have Dr. Ron Hoffman, who has a newsletter entitled Intelligent Medicine, which I would say is a very good, very, very good description of what comes when you sign up for this Intelligent Medicine newsletter every single week. You'll get the latest information on not the usual stuff, and this is not all full of Ebola. This is for one of the things that I thought was most applicable here on the good side was Ron's effort to help you understand how to prevent things like Ebola, or how to, in your body's mind, how about making it as healthy as possible? How about building up your immune system? You can get the keys to that at Intelligent Medicine, the newsletter from Dr. Hoffman. You sign up for it at drhoffman.com. Okay, so here's this Google announcement yesterday about this this nanoparticle project that could detect cancer in your blood. What say you about this? This looks like something maybe in effective use in 4 or 5 years. Would you look to Google normally for something like this? I guess you look to Google for anything these days.
Well, you know, it's interesting because there's a lot of advancements on the cancer detection front. You know, our cancer detection is extremely poor. We have much better tools in terms of cardiovascular prevention. We can mm-hmm. test to see if your arteries are blocked, if you're about to get a heart attack. When it comes to cancer, we have a few tests. The pap smear, pretty good. Colonoscopy, pretty good. Mammograms, not so great. PSA, even that's controversial.
Yeah.
But we're going to see a really quantum leap forward in our ability to detect cancer with new blood tests, urine tests, non-invasive tests. We may not even need colonoscopies in the future. We may be able to just do a simple poop test with DNA detection.
Isn't there something now, I talked about this the other day, how there is some kind of new, and some of the people I was talking to poo-pooed it, if you'll pardon the pun.
Once you start, you can't stop.
Yeah, I know. It's awful. I don't know who's the worst influence, you or me. Anyway, the essence of what this test is basically just suggesting you're going to be able to take something and it'll look at it, it's self-administered. It's a lot easier than sticking yep. a television tube up your butt. But whether it's effective or not, that's the question. And so that would be my question about this. It's premature, but it certainly looks good on the surface, does it not?
Well, yeah, it's a little bit like that. You know that old movie, Fantastic Voyage?
Yeah.
Where they shrank the people and then right. they like chewed around the
blood
body.
Stream. Yeah.
That's sort of what it is. You know, nanoparticles, tiny particles that may move around.
Raquel Welch, one of them that was in there?
Exactly. Yeah. Except this one will not
I don't remember
Welch.
That.
I don't think they can miniaturize her yet.
Okay, so anyway.
I won't go there with the measurements.
The Google, thank you. So well, this Google thing, as you look at it, it makes perfect sense, does it not?
Well, yeah. I mean, this is just one among many methods for detecting cancer. There could be blood tests. You know, right now we rely on single blood tests. Like we measure one thing. In the future, because of computers, we'll be able to measure 20 things at once. And
well,
then
don't we have
computer analysis.
One of the things that we've been talking about this week also is this young 30-year-old woman who's become a billionaire because she came up with this prick
yep.
test of that you can analyze 70 yep. things now instead of
with a single
vials
drop
of
blood.
Vials of blood with just yep. a drop of blood.
Exactly. It's virtually instantaneous, a yeah. single drop of blood. People may be able to do blood tests in the future with their iWatch, you know, just drop them, you know, have a detachment.
But can't you ask for this now? If you went into your office, for example, do you have that technology or are people going to start
no.
asking for
no.
it?
We still draw tons and tons of blood. You know, patients in the hospital, we routinely exsanguinate them. We virtually suck their blood out using excess
Good.
Amounts every day, morning, noon, night, to recheck yeah. this, that, and the other thing. And people end up anemic because of that.
Right.
We really need some improvements on that front.
So that's where this woman's invention
yeah,
comes
that's
in.
Going to be a real breakthrough. That's yeah. like a huge paradigm shift.
Yeah. yeah. Okay. So we've got that. I guess we need a minute on Ebola.
Yeah.
This is the fear is ridiculous here. One person has died, not even an American in our country.
It's crazy. It's so
crazy.
Paradoxical because on the one hand, it's why does it seem so hard, you know, with this guy who was exposed to everyone, the guy who died, Duncan.
Yeah.
Nobody except the health workers, a couple of health workers came in contact with him, got sick. His family didn't get sick. All the people in the, you know, the community that he was around, they didn't get sick. So what's up with that? They now believe that the Ebola virus could survive on surfaces for 50 hours or more. So how come more people aren't getting sick? It's very mysterious.
Yeah.
I think we just don't know enough about it.
You know? Meanwhile, Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, says to the nurse, he made sure she was encapsulated, if you will, quarantined. I'm going to sue you. And Chris says, go ahead.
Get in line.
We ordered takeout for you later.
The interesting thing I heard this week is that the Nigerians who would see the health workers come in their suits were sure that they were space people coming to harvest their organs. And that's why they were having such trouble. So they had to redo the whole kind of plan to let these people know that they were there to help.
Dr. Ron Hoffman on Good Day.
You pick pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Stride Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Stride Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Swift has a new album out this week. Certainly not her fault. The rollout for 1989, which has done very well with the critics, named for Taylor Swift's birth year, has been as meticulous and eagerly pored over as a presidential campaign. It's the big pop music. She's not a country star anymore, Jennifer. She's the big pop music star.
She said goodbye to country. Yeah,
yeah, this has no country flair to it.
No, no. Let's see here.
She's never been going that way for a while.
Really? She's very smart, I think. She and Gaga, would you put the two of them together in terms of smart?
I think Taylor Swift is much smarter.
How so? She's a better songwriter, I think.
Really? Mm-hmm.
I think Gaga's got that kind of that shock value. She's definitely got talent, but Taylor Swift has made it just on pure talent and drive.
Yeah. So what do we have listening to this?
Shake It Off.
Shake It Off.
New song.
Okay, let's just flip TV and see what we think. Now here's Blank Space.
I like it.
So did she have to change her whole routine, the musicians she's working with, that sort of thing, or can they all adapt to the different styles?
I think they can probably adapt. I don't know whether she did or not, but when you get to this level, these guys can play anything.
Well, the other side of it is that they probably collaborate somewhat when they put all of this stuff together. She's comfortable with them. I would think that would be a factor here.
It's interesting, though. I mean, I follow a lot of small and, you know, mid-sized bands who don't really get the national attention. And when they get signed by a major record label, boom, you see them come in. Okay, I know this guy's your buddy and you went to high school together, but we got a professional drummer for you now, so he's gone. Or, you know, I know your bass player is married to your sister, but he's not cutting it, so he's out, and here's your new bass player. You see it a lot. But I would imagine she's got the power to, she calls any
she
shots.
She what she wants.
Yeah. Nobody's telling her who her bass player is.
My read on this is that listening to her music in the last couple of years, it's sort of steadily migrated in this direction. The country player went to the country pop, and then, so I think these musicians probably adapted with her. What would be the advantages of leaving country to go more pop?
top when there is the largest focus of audience is country music.
I think it's just what she's feeling, actually, right now. I mean, her last few albums have been way more poppy than they have been country.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you've already got one genre locked up.
Right. Yeah.
And country is by far the most popular music genre right now. You've got that locked up. Why not go get the other fans?
So you think country fans would buy this stuff anywhere?
I think many of them would.
I think the younger ones will.
Yeah.
Mm. So what's your... They're very loyal.
They are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So is she okay? What's her head like? Is she your head screwed on so far? So 24
yeah,
years old.
It seems to be. I mean, she was dating very publicly for a while, but I think she learned that lesson, and either she's not dating or she's not doing it publicly. So I think that's smart. You know, you don't want everybody involved in your personal business all the time.
You don't want people involved in your personal business.
But she writes songs about all of her stuff. So, you know, eventually people figure out who she's talking about. There's a song on this album, I'm not sure which one it is, that she wrote about her feud with Katy Perry.
Really? Yeah. What's her feud with Katy Perry? What's she
I guess she felt that Katy Perry sabotaged her, was like hired away some of her backup dancers right before her tour. And so she's got it out for Katy Perry. And Katy Perry responded to it on Twitter saying that she's a Regina George, which is a reference to Mean Girls, the movie Mean Girls.
Yeah. It's called Bad Blood. I don't have that one.
It's called...
Don't say it.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway, I think she's something to be admired, and she's a great role model as far as I can figure. Taylor Swift on Good Day at 28 after the hour. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order Genucel right now. Genucel is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order Genucel today. 800-543-9262.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-377-8148. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-377-8148. That's 1-800-377-8148. Call 1-800-377-8148.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Day gang, Richie and Kenny and Jennifer and Dougie. Wow, here Jennifer loves to call me Dougie. Dougie, 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 Dougie.
My pet name for you.
Okay, so the things going on in the world today. Who's afraid, Richie? We got a new Ebola song. Kenny, you want to sing it with me? Ebola. I just, no, that wasn't the way it went.
I've been working on Ebola.
Ebola. No, that wasn't it either.
That's what it was.
Told me. I've been working on, was it? I thought there was another tune.
Like, I can't imagine I came up with something so stupid. Well, guess what, buddy?
Yeah. You're dealing coming up with stupid.
Well, thank you very much.
I like my horn better. Ready?
Here we go.
Do it again. Lay it on me. Ebola. How's that?
Okay, so what are the odds of getting killed by Ebola? We have studied this. So far, only one person has died in the U.S., and he wasn't even a U.S. citizen. So currently, the odds are 1 in 316 million that you're going to get Ebola.
That's
all right? Listen, I'm not laughing about getting Ebola. I'm laughing about your chances and the way the news media plays all of this stuff.
Did you see the hot new Halloween costume? So you know how everybody was going to have Ebola. That was going to be the big Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Now it's the Ebola nurse.
Oh, really? Okay.
Have you seen the meme going around?
The what?
The do you have Ebola quiz meme?
No.
No.
Quiz. Do you have Ebola? One. Have you touched the vomit, blood, sweat, saliva, urine, or feces of someone who might have Ebola? No. Answer, you do not have Ebola.
Right.
Two, do you watch Fox News? Yes, you have Ebola.
Oh, and did you see the fake article going around about Chris Christie canceling Halloween because of fears of Ebola?
Chris Christie digs Halloween. They give out peanut butter cups.
Right.
Alone.
Yeah, one of those fake sites wrote an article about it, and everybody thinks it's real, so everybody thinks Chris Christie canceled Halloween.
I don't think it's real, Ricky. One of everybody.
I don't think it's real.
No, I don't think it's real. Okay, so let's talk about stats for a minute, because I'm getting really tired of everybody worrying about everything. We're worried about terrorism. Okay. The school shootings, when they occur, look at what the news media does. The
essence of the safety at school issue. 99.99% of school children are educated in our country in safe environments. We ought to be worried more about what they're learning or not worrying than what the environment is in the schools. But most school boards, if you're somebody who's involved, I was just reading something. That's what brought me around to this, about in the local paper here. We have an e-newsletter that covers what's going on in Framingham. And the school board is taking up and spending, spending $400,000 to, quote-unquote, make our schools safe. Huh? What are you talking about? There's nothing, there's no
safe
challenge. There's been, yeah, exactly. I mean, to make every young person safe, what would you do? Can you imagine the stress?
Bubble wrap.
Wait a minute. No.
We all need bubble wrap.
This is what stress will be created by having somebody. I didn't, in Los Angeles, where Jennifer lives, and I live part of the year, there are some schools that have police and guards in them. And when Richie's brother decided to change his focus in his police career, he became an officer at a school. He's a school
police
officer with a gun. And he's on duty every day at this school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so does that make it scarier for the kids? Maybe they're used to them. Depends on how you play it. One of the things, however...
Well, it also depends on the neighborhood you're in, and then the neighborhood my brother's in, you need a cop at the school.
Okay, all right. So, but that's not the rule, Richie. That's the exception.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can go one step further. What people have in their life for stresses. There are most people that you meet... I was thinking about this yesterday. I met somebody in a store, are so stressed out. They're so worked up about things, and it's all tied to communication. It isn't tied to reality. It's not really what's going on in their lives. It's what the news media suggests is going on, and the social media that suggests all of these things are going on.
And it's a lot of societal pressure, too. I mean, look, this week I was like at my wit's end. My dad and I started talking, and I just started crying. Why? Because you put all this stupid undue pressure on yourself. And I think maybe more for women than men. You guys probably don't do it as much because you're simple folk. But you get these messages all the time. You know, you get these messages all the time as a woman that you have to have this and you have to do that and you have to have everything perfect. And, you have to have Martha Stewart at home and you have to be a boss at work and you have to... I mean, it's like there's so much pressure. And then you realize, wait a second. And thank God. I mean, really, thank God for my dad. He's like, take a step back. Like, really, why do you care? What are you worried about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're a great person. What? And you have to kind of like... It takes someone to just push you back a little bit and go... Okay.
It's funny you mentioned that, actually, Jen, because last week when I was in Turks and Caicos for this mommy blogger conference, I found it, I don't know, it kind of set me back a minute when I was in a group of moms, mommy bloggers, and you think of these mommy bloggers as the perfect moms, right? They're writing about motherhood. They're writing about family. They're giving
advice.
They're
writing about bullying.
They're writing about everything that has to do with any. And they're all sitting there talking about how they tried this new and tried that new. And the realization that these women were talking to each other, helping each other with life's,
not easy,
with
yeah.
life's different situations, it just kind of set me back because they're just real people.
Mm. Yeah.
And they have real problems, and their kids are just as big a brats as mine can be.
Absolutely.
And their house can be just as messy as mine can be. Mm. And, you know, and I took notice. It was very interesting.
Huh. It's so funny when you, this idea for women of this work-life balance, everybody talks about this. I was president of an organization that was trying to find this work-life balance. You know what? It's a bunch of hooey. Right. There is no such thing as a work-life balance. I mean, there's
a list
of priorities. Exactly. It's work-work or it's, you know,
work.
Never going to be 50-50. Ever,
but the bottom
ever,
line
ever.
Is nothing is ever perfect.
Nope.
However chaotic your life seems, you can do something to help it, but you're never going to be perfect.
perfect.
John Berriman is responsible for our thought for the day. We must travel in the direction of our fear. If you are afraid of something, in order to overcome it, you must confront it. And it comes in any size, shape, or form. Students who are bullied need to have support from their parents. They need to have parents know what's going on. And then the parents with the children confront the bullying head on. You don't avoid it. You don't stay away from it. You don't steer clear from it. You go at it right, any problem that you have in your life. I'm learning this in maybe the later stage of my life than I ought to have learned it. Maybe I should have learned it a long time ago. But if you have something that's bothering you, if there's a fear, you dig into it, you work it through, you understand it, and at the end of the day, you're going to be much better off. Da-da-da-da! Here I am. Love me!
Otherwise, you spend your life
in fear, and you ruin your life. Right. What a great opportunity. Look around at the beauty that there is around you, the people in your family that you love. Look at the beauty, if you're in New England, of the leaves changing, the beauty of the colors, the things that are around you. It just is amazing how I'm going to experience something that I never, ever actually thought I would experience. I'm going to be a grandfather. I never.
Aww.
Never.
Dougie's crying. I know. Think about how lucky you are, because not everybody gets to have that.
Right.
And that's the idea in life, is that you have to look at your blessings, because you can't look at other people for your blessings. You have to.
Why did you think you'd never be a grandfather?
Are you kidding? My daughter was not in line. Didn't
she's
think
a late
she was
bloomer
able.
Like I am. Yeah.
Well, that's so much late. She was anti-kid, wasn't she?
If I wait for my, she was anti what?
She was anti-kid. Like, I'm not going to have kids.
No.
Oh,
not
wrong.
Okay. She was a closet wanter.
Okay.
No, my son, however. anyway, the essence of...
Yeah, I wouldn't be waiting for kids on your son's side. That's not happening anytime soon.
Anybody who knows Brendan, isn't it funny how they all say that? It's funny, funny, funny. Anyway, bottom line here, let's get back to... So let me steer the ship back to the center for a minute, okay? There is a question today. There are a number of questions that we try to answer here. Good questions that come from you and from the stimulating members of my staff. Where's the guy who's the Ebola czar?
I know, right?
Oh, really?
Like hiding out.
Where is he?
I don't know.
He worked hard for a week and now he's on vacation.
B-A-C-A-T-I-O-N.
Where is that?
No, he didn't even go to that press conference in New York with
that doctor. Here's our article in the New York Daily News. Ron Klain, Ebola czar, is still out of sight.
Right.
As New York, New Jersey defend decision to go beyond CDC.
Nobody's seen this guy. Whenever anything comes up and has come up since he was appointed to the job, nobody knows who the guy is.
White House. CNN.
He's a political hack.
He is a hack. Of course he is.
CNN has the headline, White House Keeping Ebola Czar Behind the Curtains.
Really? You think?
He's quarantined.
I think that is.
21.
Yeah, he is. He's got to be quarantined.
Yeah, right.
He's quarantined.
21.
Ebola Czar has been quarantined.
All right, 16 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. More stimulating. Talk radio. You like that, Richie?
I do. I love that.
I'll tell you what stimulates me. Talking about things that work, products that work, Omax 3 Ultra Pure is something that works. And how do I know that? Not only was the old song, how do I know? The Bible tells us so. Faith, hope, and charity in Omax 3. You hear, I got to stop for a second. My studio is in my house on the farm. All right?
Sounds like you have an airplane in.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought that was Jennifer's fan.
Ghostbusters have arrived on the scene. Now, they know they're around behind me.
What, is that a cow or a lawnmower?
No. There are three guys that I have a deal with, a fellow who's a local landscaper. He uses my farm for various facilities, and so I've never had anybody take care of it. I've always liked mowing my own lawn because it's kind of fun.
Oh, yes, the weed trimmer.
These are the guys, they're blowing, there's a team of three guys that are blowing the leaves around, and it reminded me of Ghostbusters. They got the pack on.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at these guys as they're going across the back line. I said, Meredith, look at these guys. What does it remind you of? And just like a scene out of Ghostbusters.
I'm in an office building here, right?
Yeah,
our studio's in an office building.
If there's a leaf blower around you, you need to run.
I know.
And every night, the guy comes into vacuum, and he wears one of those. It's like a pack
vacuum.
Vacuum.
Right.
And I call him Jorge Jetson. Jorge Jetson.
Yeah. Da da da. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8255 8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Few may know of Willie Woods and the Montford Point Marines, but this group of black Marines in World War II showed the nation their fighting spirit and led to the desegregation of the Corps.
The Montford Point Marines, it was set up more or less as an experiment. This is what opened up the Marine Corps.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on the Montford Point Marines, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
This Wednesday, crank it up.
Let's do this!
It's country music's biggest night, the CMA Awards. With performances by Blake Shelton, Luke Bryan, Florida Georgia Line, Keith Urban, Tim McGraw, Dirk Bentley, Lady Annabella. Plus, Ariana Grande teams up with Little Big Town and Miranda Lambert with Meghan Trainor. Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards. Live Wednesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Today we have a multiple choice question. Here we go. What is more contagious, optimism and enthusiasm, or pessimism and doubt? Let's ask that again, because I think I know the answer you're going to jump to. What is more contagious, optimism and enthusiasm, or pessimism and doubt? Well, you know the answer. The answer is pessimism and doubt. You can have one person ruin it for everybody the minute they become pessimistic, because then everybody doubts the positive direction that we're going into. I want to change that. I want to change that with you. I want you to be the one that goes into a group that is pessimistic, that is doubtful. I want you to be the one that introduces the optimism. I want you to be the one that introduces the enthusiasm and energy, and then you're the one that becomes contagious. You become more valuable to yourself and others when you become contagious. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
After a few hours riding in my RV, I get in the zone. It's just me, the road, and the savings I get with Geico RV insurance. There's no more worries, no more 9-to-5 hustle. It's like I'm a caged animal set free. What's that? Is it a grizzly bear? No, it's just me switching to Geico RV insurance. Saving money, wild and free.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
All right, here we go.
Hi.
Thank you.
What's up?
Time for Jen Jen to bring us up to date on the latest. MTV has ordered Scream.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. When Jamie Kennedy's Randy Meeks spouted off rules of horror films in 1996, there was always one. Try to remake a successful horror film. It's almost impossible. Yes, that is the story here, is that MTV is doing a reboot, like Chuck likes to say.
Reboot?
Of the Scream series from Wes Craven and Kevin Williams. And this is according to The Hollywood Reporter. And, you know, I think it'll do well on MTV. It's 10 episodes. Filming will start next year and will premiere October 2015. Perfect timing for next Halloween.
Yes.
All right. Now, also, in the news department, in the news department, former Meet the Press host David Gregory.
Who cares?
Hashtag who cares. He's really looking forward to taking part in Yahoo's midterm election coverage next Tuesday, he said.
Going from meet the press to Yahoo.
He is, yeah. He's going to be online with Katie Couric. Now, also in the political realm, George W. Bush will be back in the public eye as he promotes 41. That's his new book about his father, H.W. Bush. He's going to do an interview with Bob Schieffer on CBS. And good news if you're a fan of Mysteries of Laura, NBC has given it a full season.
What a funny show.
And Big Brother is going to be seen in China.
Yes, indeed.
How are you going to do that in China?
Internet. Come on.
It's going to be on the internet? It's not going to be on the real TV in China?
I believe it's the internet.
Really?
I didn't think they had that. Great.
Block that stuff up. I think
it's
George Bush's father.
It's Yugo Tudu Inc. that's doing
51
it.
51 after.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Doug Stephan Good Day program as opposed to Money Pit Time on the weekends. Lots of great radio stations. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of radio stations carry this program. You can also check it out at MoneyPit.com. Tom Kreitler, who is the tall, dark, and handsome one, as opposed to Leslie Segretti, who's not so tall. She's not handsome at all.
But she's very beautiful.
But she's very smart as well. She works with the Tom on the Money Pit. You hear it every weekend. Making good homes better is their aim. And so Tom is here to answer questions from the audience. We'll get to a few of those questions because some of you have been bold enough to come forward. Speak up. Speak now.
Dare ask your question.
Or forever hold your screwdriver. So Kreitler gets at these questions in a moment here on Good Day.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a TOPS tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative to the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-925-1717 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 1-800-925-1717. Again, that's 1-800-925-1717.
Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Jennifer, one of our listeners, says we're planning to gut our ranch, and I want to come up with some layouts before calling your contractor. I realize I can't mess with load-bearing walls, but how do I know which ones are load-bearing?
That's a good question.
If you knock down the wall and your roof comes in, it was load-bearing.
Now you know. But with the ranch, though, it's pretty straightforward because it's usually the wall that's parallel to the front and the back wall goes right down the middle of the building, because the way they build a ranch is basically the floor joists will crisscross over the center wall. And so with a ranch, it's usually that middle wall. So that's pretty easy. But listen, I mean, I think go ahead and do a few layouts. You really, if you're going to do this level of project, you really should be working with an architect, Jennifer, because it's okay to kind of mess around with this on your own, try to figure out kind of what you want before you go to the architect. But if you don't go to the architect, you will spend more money.
Yeah.
Architects will save you money if you do it right.
Take it from me. I did the addition on my house.
Yeah.
No architect. The contractor and me with pictures.
When you have an architect, you have a set of specifications. First of all, you know what's going to come out the way you expect.
Yeah.
But the set of specifications allows the contractors to bid. Apples to apples. You can have multiple contractors bidding on the same project, and you're going to get the best price.
So some of the people that I know around here take their ranch house, which is a single level, single story building,
right,
and make it a two-story building.
Yeah.
That's usually what goes on with ranch houses around here. They try to add another story to it. That's something that you really do have to get the load-bearing stuff. Otherwise, the house comes tumbling down. Kabunga.
Well, yeah, but I mean, a project of that size needs an architect. And by the way, to the point of like doubling your house by putting a second story on it, that can be smart as long as you say in your neighborhood, that's sort of the movement.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're the only one that does that on the street, the first guy that does it, you may not get the value out of it because it makes your house kind of odd. You know what I mean?
Barbara asking about heating. She had her heating serviced recently, Tom, was told there's a mold in her ductwork. Contractor recommending we install UV lights to get rid of it. Is that an idea?
Contractors always want to sell these duct
scam
services.
Scam alert.
The EPA came right out and said that there's never a health benefit ever been proven by duct cleaning.
Sure.
And UV lights
is gross, man. When you get those ducts cleaned, disgusting the stuff that comes out.
I recommend it, Richie, is if you're doing like a big construction project and you've got a lot of debris in the air.
God, man, we had a dog that shed and we just had it cleaned and you just had all the dog.
Okay, so Tom, go back over. We just had the ductwork done in the house. What happens usually when you get the ductwork cleaned in your house?
Well, the EPA has said that there's never, ever been improved health as a result of cleaning ducts. It's completely unproven.
You're such a man.
Say that again, what? What'd you say?
He's a man.
Night jelly.
Yeah, right?
Night jelly.
You should have seen some of the stuff that came out of the ductwork, though. Old tiles.
Oh,
right. Yeah.
Listen, you're always better off getting a better quality air filter than cleaning your ducts.
We did that, too.
Good.
Yeah. So, just in time for Christmas. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home. Go to moneypit.com. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Segments produced at Radio America by Rich McFadden and Michael 48. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound, and recording.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.